in December.
Mm-hmm. Or November. It might be in November. No, I think it's in December.
It's in November.
Is it November? Yeah, it's around Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's that called?
Well, now, are we speaking of a Mexican holiday?
No. Just a city. Just a city celebration. I think it mostly has to do with UTEP.
Homecoming?
Mm-hmm.
Which,
Actually, the one I'm thinking of actually does happen in December. It happens around Christmas time with the parade and...
The Sun Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about when all the cowboys get together and ride broncos? What do we call that?
The rodeo?
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you like jokes, you have a good sense of...
Humor?
Mm-hmm. And women put red stuff on their cheeks. It's called...
Rouge?
Mm-hmm. A guy who dresses up like a cowboy, but he's not a cowboy, is called a...
Drugstore cowboy?
Okay. Where are people buried?
In the cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And the ceremony that's held for a person who's died is a...
Funeral?
Mm-hmm. What are people buried in?
Caskets?
Uh-huh.
Or a coffin?
Uh-huh. Is a casket the same as a coffin?
I think probably generally, yeah.
Okay.
A casket would be probably something more manufactured and something more substantial than a coffin might be a pine box.
Okay.
But a casket, you wouldn't think it could... A pine box wouldn't qualify as a casket.
Okay. What about people who are dressed in black at a funeral? They are in...
Mourning.
Mm-hmm. And spirits that come back to haunt you are called...
Ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Where do ghosts live?
Well, never really thought about it, but I think they hang around the cemeteries.
Mm-hmm. But if they lived in a structure, what would that structure be called?
A haunted house.
Okay. God's adversary is the...
The devil.
Uh-huh. And if I was scared I was going to have bad luck because I spilled salt, you would say that I was what?
Superstitious.
Mm-hmm. What are some local superstitions? Do you know any?
Well, I don't know whether they're local or not.
You ever heard any local ghost stories?
Well, I personally am not very superstitious, and I've never paid much attention to ghost stories.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some books on ghost stories that are mostly that have Mexican origins.
I heard one about a wailing woman. Have you heard that one or read that one?
I probably have. I don't associate it with anything.
Okay. If you're really tired, you are...
Exhausted?
Mm-hmm. What if you're really frustrated? No, if you're really disgusted. If you're really disgusted, what are you?
You're frustrated.
Okay. What if you're really angry?
You're mad.
How about if you're really frightened?
Scared.
Okay. If somebody leaves in a hurry, they leave really fast, how did they leave? You could say that they did what?
They scrambled or they bugged out.
That's fine. What do you say to people on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh. What about on the first of the year?
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to take a break? I don't know if...
No, not unless you need one.
Oh, I'm okay. I'll last. We have a couple more pages to go.